Blog Talk Radio.
To Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday for Black History Month. We are talking to the fearless and always ready, always here for the fight, Reverend Frederick Shaw. He is here talking about the CCHR Task Force for
against racism and modern day eugenics.
Can you hear me, people? Can you hear me? Okay, we had some technical difficulties. I'm so sorry. Yes. Can you all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm so sorry. For that, we do apologize for technical difficulties, people. Sometimes we do have some technicals. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are sometimes held back due to whatever is going on with the airwaves. But we are so glad you're here with us still. And we are so glad that you are still listening and you haven't gone away just because we have a few issues. So thank you so much for being here, Reverend Frederick Shaw. I don't know if you all heard me. I hope you heard him. But again, we are here with the amazing Reverend Frederick Shaw. And he is here with CCHR. And we are here for the task force that is against racism and modern day eugenics. Okay, have you heard of it? If you haven't heard of it, you need to hear of it. If you haven't been to the website, please go. Please see what the work he has done with this task force. Every single day, there's someone suffering from mental health care abuse. There's someone's child being going through electrotherapy, electric shock. There's some pregnant woman going through discriminatory practices based on their color. There is some child being taken away from their family. There is some child being locked away based on their race. And it's heavily in the Black community. And Reverend Frederick Shaw, he is a NAACP president of the Inglewood chapter. He is a reverend, an ordained minister, and a fighter for civil rights with mental health care advocates for CCHR. So thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you so much for allowing me and others to be a part of this team, and we want you all to also join in on the fight. But as of now, we want you to give us a history as of what this team and this task force does in modern day times in lieu to what we have had and experienced in the past.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show again, and you do an amazing job, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience, and you have always been a fighter yourself, and so we just appreciate that. What we're looking at and what we've done is because of it actually started with the abuse that we've seen in law enforcement, and at Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, we decided to look into it and see what was underneath it all And we found that psychiatry had laid the medical model that they use today to justify and actually contribute to the racism that we're seeing in a lot of the different fields today. So we were, I was upset because African-Americans and people of color didn't seem to understand or know what was going on. They were being trusty soldiers, taking their families to mental health, and they were not aware of the abuse that goes on behind those doors. And so I said that I needed to create an organization where black leaders could get information that would allow them to be able to see what's going on in that field. And that field's hands are nowhere clean, no way clean. And in fact, there's an argument that they're far more abusive than law enforcement.
Wow. That's something we definitely are seeing in the news and that has come to the forefront. And it's such a sad, devastating thing. Just thinking about it, seeing the black men, the children, the people who have been abused in that situation it's heart-wrenching to me. It's hard for me to hear that. 'Cause I've seen it up close. I've seen it personally. I've seen it on the news, and I can't help but have my heart go out to it. It hurts me dearly. So I'm so glad that we're able to be in a place where we can do something about it and someone is taking up the mantle. Can you give us a little bit about the history of what people may see in the museum, giving the facts about how this got started, especially with the African-American community? Can you give us some facts about that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Let us start at the beginning with the father of psychiatry, Dr. Benjamin Rush, who came up with the word negritude. And what he said, now this is a man that signed the Declaration of Independence. This is a man who was supposedly an abolitionist, but he was also the one behind the theory that said that black people's skin was dark because we had a disease that was akin to leprosy, and that white people should not come in close contact with us, and that the only way to know if we were physically or mentally well is if we turned white. So then you ended up with this whole idea, light is right, black is stand back, the separation of families, master's children a lot of times took his complexion, so the light-skinned ones got to work in the house. There's house Negroes, even though they still were Negroes, but they got to be house Negroes, and the darker people were in the field working, being whipped, castrated, maimed, so this was all there, and you were dealing with people who they considered less than human. Then we came up to the time of slavery, and Dr. Samuel Cartwright came up with the word drepidomania, and drepida meaning runaway, and mania meaning crazy, and they said that slaves that ran away from their masters were mentally ill. And other signs were the fact that if you backtalked, disobeyed, didn't follow instructions, then those were all signs of mental illness. This was put in by the psychiatrists at that time, who all agreed, so we knew, and we know to the day that none of this is based on science. Then when you come up, let's step over to Germany a little bit, even because it's all related, they came up with eugenics. And eugenics meant well-born, good stock. It applied to perfect race. So if you weren't of the perfect race, you could be killed. And we saw what happened to 6 million Jews, 11 million people being killed because they were not the perfect race. Then we see eugenics comes into with the Tuskegee experiment, where they gave black people syphilis and then didn't even give them the cure, even though penicillin was here at the time. And they could have taken care of those people, but they let those people infect other people and treated none of them. And part of the distrust that we see today is based on those types of treatment. But let's come on up to modern time, where we can see at UCLA, Dr. Jalen West, he had a program where they were putting electrodes in the brain of black and Hispanic males, and so they could control them. That whole idea now has moved to today, where you've had psychiatrists say, we can put in implants and watch them on TV as they jiggle in their homes and stuff like that, as their bodies. This is supposed to be people who are experts in the art of living, who don't have morals, who don't understand the people of people, any of that. In fact, in the 1950s, the American Psychological Association said that blacks, Native Americans, and Mexicans should never be allowed to have children. So we look up, and there's this program where they were giving hysterectomies to black women at disproportionate rates to other women and things like that. So it has this systemic racism that has led all the way up to the day where they just a week or two ago apologized for their systemic racism against blacks and people of color. However, all it is designed to do is to garner trust so they can continue to give drugs and electric shocks. So I sent a response over the news wires denying their request for forgiveness and saying if they really want to prove that they are apologetic for their actions and have sorrow for what they've done, then I want them to stop electroshocking people and stop drugging people until some valid test is done to prove that these methods are effective.
That's pivotal. This is Black history, you all. This is the history of us. This is our history with mental health care, and it's not care. That's why we're making sure on It's a Wrap Wednesday that you can hear this. You know that this is a part of the fight. We want to hear your stories. We want you to be educated on this fact here for black culture, for black men, for black women, because it matters. Our lives matter. You have to make a difference. You have to join. You have to take the time to donate. You have to take the time to inform others of what is going on. The history is there. The facts are there, and it's undeniable. If you feel some kind of way about this, if you are aware or even more enlightened with this show concerning this, please feel free to call in 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. You can email Reverend Frederick Shaw. You can contact CCHR and tell them your plight. Tell them how you feel about this situation and why you want to do something about it. You can also email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, and we will pass on this information to CCHR, to Reverend Frederick Shaw, so he can make sure you can be a part of the fight and be a soldier without a sword. This is Black History. this is why we're unsure. This is why trust needs to be held by those who were not. Well, this is why trust needs to be held by us, by those, for those who are not held accountable for the things that they have done. This is the only reason why there is apprehension, because we have been targets our entire existence in this country. So we need you to be a part of this and to understand what this truly means. This is true freedom, and freedom is not being controlled by anyone economically, by anyone emotionally, physically, or mentally. And if you want that freedom, I suggest you become a part of the task force. Reverend Frederick Shaw, can you give them the information again via your email and number or whatever you want to give them so they can get to you again if I missed anything?
Okay, of course. The email is fshawjr@yahoo.com. F, like in Fred, fshawjr@yahoo.com. You can also go to cchrtaskforce.org, and there's a wealth of information there and a lot about me. And then you can go to CCHR's website at cchrint.org, cchrint.org.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to continue to tell the stories. We're going to continue to give you information and facts on the history of abuse with the African-American community and mental health. So if you want to make that change, join us. So until next time, thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for being a part of our show. And continue, we will continue to have you on our show to let people know what's going on. And I want you all out there to continue to do what? As I always say, simply, just be great.
Thank you.